Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Supreme Court ruled Wednesday it will uphold election reforms voted into law by Alaska voters in November 2020. The court held the reforms passed in Ballot Measure 2 do not violate Alaska's constitution and will be implemented for the 2022 primary and general elections. For example, the Alaskan Independence Party argued that certain aspects of the law violated the constitution, particularly the implementation of ranked choice voting and a nonpartisan primary election. AIP Chairman Bob Byrd previously told KSRM,
"To be recognized as an official party, you have to have a threshold of something like 3% of the votes in the general election. If you have two strong Democrats running against two strong Republicans in the primary, a Libertarian or an AIP or a Green candidate isn't going to probably make the threshold. That means we don't even get into the general election anymore."
However, the Supreme Court upheld the law in its entirety, agreeing with the State Division of Elections and Department of Law, which defended the changes and sought to move forward with them in this year's elections. Executive Director for Alaskans for Better Elections, Jason Gren, said we all should be proud to live in a state that fought so hard to stand up for the will of the voters. Byrd also said,
"We have a corrupt judiciary and a judiciary that had a direct hand in creating the success for Proposition 2, which was negating the legislative requirement that witness signatures were necessary on absentee ballots."
Scott Kendall, counsel for Alaskans for Better Elections, stated the law was written with Alaska's constitution in mind. He said many local and national legal experts reviewed the proposed changes to ensure its constitutionality before we ever presented anything to the public. These changes were based on the laws and traditions of Alaska, and we have full confidence that Ballot Measure 2 was constitutional. Today's ruling confirms this. We thank the justices for their careful but swift consideration. Officials at the State Division of Elections are in the process of working to implement voter education as the primary and general approach later this year. Alaska's Medicare Information Office received several complaints about scammers pretending to be Medicare representatives, stating your Medicare card has been deactivated and often using caller ID spoofing to mask their identity. Spoofing is when a caller deliberately falsifies the information sent to your caller ID display to disguise their identity. According to a press release, scammers often use neighbor spoofing, so it appears that an incoming call is coming from a local 907 number or spoof number from a company or government agency that you know and trust. Several tactics may be used to steal your money or identity. Some callers indicate your Medicare card has been compromised and they need to send you a new card. Others claim the new card is a microchip like credit cards or is a new plastic Medicare card. They may even request payment for the new Medicare card and ask you to verify your Medicare or Social Security number and or ask for the name of your primary care doctor. If successful, your money can be stolen or your personal information can be used to file Medicare claims, to fill prescriptions, or to sell your information to others. There's several pieces of information that you need to know. Number one, there is no fee for a new Medicare card. Number two, red, white, and blue Medicare cards are paper. Number three, Medicare never will call you uninvited to request personal or private information. Number four, any major communications from Medicare come through the mail. And number five, if someone calls you claiming to be from Medicare, hang up. And if you missed any of that information, we have a story posted at our website at RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.